Hey there, everyone. You're listening to yet another episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. And in today's show, I don't know if you can really call these prank calls or not. These are more like just calls I recorded to customers when I worked at a gym. I worked at this gym for years and I had to deal with just the stupidest customers ever. And had to deal with the dumbest things ever that they would do, like smoking weed on the treadmill or running too fast in a school zone. You know, we had a school right across the street from us, so obviously. And guys staring at girls' asses while they run on the elliptical. And people like this guy that would come into the gym and they would just look at me. You know, I'm just working at the counter, trying to do my job, and he comes in and he looks at me. He just won't stop looking at me. Thinks he's a tough guy or something. Listen to this guy.
Hello.
Hi, Matthew.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Doug from the gym.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering, you know, I work up here at the counter and everything, and like every time you come in, you're just looking at me. And can you just stop it? Stop looking at me like that?
Excuse me?
I just, when you check in and, you know, you're just looking at me, giving me snake eyes or something, I just want you to stop it. Stop looking at me like that.
Who are you?
This is Doug. I work at the counter.
No idea who you are, dude.
Well, I know, because you never talk to me. You just look at me. You just give me that look.
Hey, so what's the problem, man?
My problem is the way you're looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me? Can you,
cut it the fuck out? Do you work there?
Yeah, I work here.
You work there?
Yes, and I want you to stop looking at me when you check in.
And you work there?
Yeah, how many times have I told you now? I work here at the gym.
Why don't I come down there right now?
No, I want you to stop looking at me when you come in.
I don't look at you, motherfucker.
Yeah, you do. You look at me every time you check in.
I don't even know who the fuck you are.
This is Doug at the gym.
Motherfucker, I don't know no fucking Doug.
No, don't curse at me. Don't curse at me.
Look, I'll do what the fuck I want.
Not in our gym. This is our gym.
Listen, next time I come in, make it apparent that who you are so we can talk it out. How's that?
You know who I am, because every time I come in, every time you come in, you're looking at me.
Who you are.
You know exactly who I am.
White guy, a fucking...
Now you're racist? Now you're going to be a racist?
I said,
is that why you're...
Are you white, black, Mexican?
Is that why you're looking at me? Because you're a racist?
Dude, I'm asking a question. What are you? I don't know. I'm trying to place you, dude.
Oh, is that all you know people by is their race? You fucking racist?
Yeah, that's it, motherfucker.
Can you believe it? Can you believe that guy? Like, he's just looking at me, and I guess it was just because he's obsessed with race. Maybe he's mad at me because I'm the wrong race. That must be it. I don't know what else his problem could be. He just keeps looking at me. So that's what today's show is going to be. I'm going to play a few calls here that I made to various customers over the years. And I guess we'll just get started with this one guy that went into the bathroom and, oh my God, he's fucking disgusting. Just listen to this.
Hello?
Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Hey, it's Brad from the gym.
Yes.
And you were in here earlier and you used the bathroom?
I did.
Yeah. You know the urinals are not for pooping, right?
I didn't do that.
Oh, no, it definitely was you. You were the only one in there since I cleaned them up earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I didn't do that.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't do that.
But you can't poop in the urinal. Like, the urinals aren't for pooping.
I did not poop in the urinal. Who said that I did that?
I saw that you went in there, and you're the only one in there, and then there was poop in the urinal.
You saw me go into the restroom with the stall. I did not go into your poop in your... That's ludicrous.
You know, I'm not supposed to say this, really, but we have cameras in the bathroom, so we saw you poop in the urinal.
Tell you what, I'm going to be in there tomorrow, and I'm going to be in there with a lawyer, and let's go ahead and review that thing, because that's bullshit.
Okay.
What's your name again, please?
You're going to find a lawyer on Saturday? Because that's a little weird.
You really don't know who I am, but you're going to find out.
Oh,
the rain's going to start.
You're like a really important person?
You've got a camera that saw me at what time do that today?
Earlier today. I don't know the time. I'll have to go back. It's in the office. I have to go look at the timestamps. But it was definitely you. You pooped, and you were the only one in the bathroom. Because I clean it up after each person goes in there.
I'm going to be down there here in a little. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here right now.
I want to see your film. I want to see your film.
Okay, it's not a film. You know, this is the 21st century. But we do have, we're very modern. We have VCRs.
And then it's on a VCR digital recorder, is that correct?
Yeah, it's magnetic tape. It's not a film.
And what's your name, please?
My name is Kevin.
And you saw me do this at what time?
Oh, who knows? I mean, it was earlier, when you were in here earlier, like a few hours ago. It's all written down. It's time-stamped. We have like a video...
It's time-stamped, but I have no idea what you're talking about, what you think happened. I did not do that.
Are you going to bring your lawyer tonight? I mean, like, because you're so important, you can get a lawyer on Friday night, too?
Give me your phone number, young man.
All right, it's 636-21. Make sure you write with pencil.
You got a supervisor on duty with you?
Oh, no, he's not here right now. He just works in the daytime. I'm in charge at night.
What time did this happen, Kevin?
Oh, don't talk to me in that tone of voice. I'll get my lawyer over here, and he'll sue you for talking down to me. Because you don't know who I am. You don't know who you're messing with. I'm a really important... Okay, he's gone.
Hello?
Hello, Soria?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Kevin from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to let you know, like, we have a new manager here. The gym's under new management. The manager's name, I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Frank Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, okay, you've heard of him. Yeah, he's the author of the book, How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. And he's making us call everyone and let them know that we're going to be charging you for a copy of the book, and you'll get your book when you come in next time. You'll get it. It's a hard copy. It's $29.95.
Oh, no, I'm not interested.
He's making it mandatory. Like, everyone that's a member here has to have a copy of the book.
Well, I don't want a copy of the book. I don't want to pay that price. You can give me the book, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh, no, you have to pay for it. It's in your gym contract. He's redone the contract, so you have to buy a copy of the book, and we'll just charge it to your account.
Well, who said that?
You
make me buy something I don't want to.
Well, it works with your membership because it shows you how to work out better and how to lose weight and stuff.
No, I don't need that book. I don't need that book. Well, let me talk to your manager because I'm not being forced to buy something I don't want.
No, he's not here today. He's at church. Frank Patterson.
Okay.
He's a very religious man, but if you look him up on Amazon, you'll see the book has really good reviews.
Yeah, I know. I believe you, but I'm not interested in buying or spending that kind of money right now.
It's such a good book, and it's completely worth it. But I mean,
no, I know, I understand, but I'm not in that position to buy a book right now.
Well, there's really no reason to argue. I mean, you have to because it's mandatory. You have to buy a copy.
No, I don't receive that. So I'll complain and talk to somebody above you
Above me. Okay. No, look, I've already charged your account. So you've already paid for it. So it's okay.
I'm not going to pay for it. What is your name?
My name is
what
Roy.
Is your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy what?
Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to pay, like I said, that book. So who is your manager?
My manager, he's the famous author Frank Patterson, author of How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way.
Okay, well, I will talk to him tomorrow, and do not charge me for something I didn't request.
Well, no, it's in your contract, and we've already charged you.
I don't see.
Like, if you look on your...
No, I'll let you talk to my husband.
Okay.
Let you talk to my husband.
Oh, that sounds great.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the gym.
Okay. Now, you're saying that you're going to take... that you have already taken money from my wife's our account?
Yeah, we've already.
Is that what you're saying?
We've already taken it. It's been charged, and the next time she comes in, we're going to give her a copy of the book. It's by our new.
Oh well, no. Well, we're going to have to decline that. We're going to have to go and call our bank up and tell them to decline that money order or that charge.
Oh,
we didn't. There was nothing in our contract that said that we had a mandatory. And what gives you the right to go into our account and pull that money out? You have no right. Don't you know that you can get sued for that?
Oh, we cannot. No, Frank Patterson. He's the new manager, and he redid the contracts. It says he can charge for his book. It's mandatory, and that way it'll help.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, my wife has no problem losing weight, buddy.
Then why is she in the gym?
So, because she's staying fit, that's why.
Okay, well, this is...
She looks very fit.
Okay.
She looks very good, so she doesn't need a book.
I don't know about that.
Don't tell me.
But no, the book, it has stuff about staying fit also. He wrote How to Lose Weight in the title because that just sells better, you know?
I don't care. We don't want it. We didn't sign for it.
It's a best-selling book in its category.
I don't care.
Amazon.
I don't care. I don't care. We didn't sign up for that. And you have no right going into our account and taking money out of our account.
Well, once you
can get in big trouble for that.
Once you read the book.
I can tell you that right now.
Once you read the book, you'll change your mind.
We don't want to read the book. We don't want the book. How many times do I have to tell you this?
It has 4 stars, though, on Amazon.
I don't care if it's got 4 stars on Amazon.
So it's a good book.
It can have 10.5 stars.
Oh, no, it can't, because it only goes up to 5 stars. You must not be a reader.
I don't care. I don't care.
You don't
read
a lot.
You did the wrong thing. I need to know your name.
My name is still Roy. It hasn't changed in the last 2 minutes.
What is it?
Roy. R-O-Y. It's not a hard name to remember.
What's the last name?
Jurbel. But look, it's already been charged. There's no reason to argue. It's in the contract.
Oh, no. We're going to stop that payment. Trust me.
Well, no. It's already gone through.
We don't like anybody going in our account.
Well, we have a right to.
You can ask any American. You have no right to go into our bank account and pull money out without asking our permission. How dare you?
But we have your permission. It's in the contract.
No, you do not have you do not have our permission.
Oh, we definitely.
I'm telling you, you do not have our permission. No, do you understand?
You just need to read the new contract, sir.
No, I'm sorry, man. You guys blew it big time.
What are you
talking
about?
You guys blew it big time.
I didn't blow shit.
You guys blew it big time, and I'm going on Yelp, and I'm going to let everybody know exactly what you guys,
nobody reads
those. Idiots did.
Nobody reads
those. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to stop what your stupid robbing of our finances.
You're so dumb.
Who
Come
do
on.
You think you are? Kiss
you,
what?
You can't do it.
What did you say to me?
You're being
What did you say to me?
I'm trying to tell you, you're dumb.
What did you say to me?
I told you twice now. You're really dumb. You're being dumb. Stop being so dumb.
Oh, wow, dude. You got a lot of nerve, bro.
Well, you're the
you
one
got
that's
a lot of nerve,
throwing
man.
A tantrum.
You got a lot of nerve. You really do. How dare you?
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, how dare you?
I don't see what your problem is.
Take money from my account.
We have permission. It's in the contract.
No, you do not have permission. You do not have our permission.
The contract
says
we do.
You do not have our permission.
You didn't read the contract all the way through is the problem.
No. You know what, dude?
Look.
How do you spell your last name?
Look, the reason I'm calling is because I want to know if you want to buy a second.
Spell your last name.
Do you want to buy a second copy for like a family member?
Spell your last name.
Or a friend, maybe?
Spell your last name.
G-E-R-B-I-L. I don't know why you're being such a jerk about it. I mean, nobody else is acting like this. You need to take a chill pill. That's what you need.
You know what? Give me your fucking account number, idiot, and let me go and pull out some money out of your account.
Well,
and see how you feel.
You don't. I didn't sign a
how
contract.
How would you feel if I did that to you?
Well, that'd be illegal.
How would you feel if I went into your bank account and pulled out money without your permission?
That'd be illegal.
How dare you talk to me like that, you fucking asshole?
I didn't sign a contract.
You want your ass kicked? We didn't sign no contract for you to pull money out of our account.
Maybe you don't know about...
We didn't do that. And quit talking to me like that before I go over there and do something about it, you idiot.
Like what? What did I say?
What is your problem, Roy, the retarded boy? Who do you think
Ouch.
You are pulling out money out of our account?
You just crossed the line,
man. Don't you think we can stop that, idiot?
Come on.
Don't you think we can stop that, huh?
You're hurting me. Stop, please.
Fuck it. Hello?
Hi, is this Thomas?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't here the other day, right?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Okay, yeah, I was reviewing the security cameras when you were in here, and it's like... I don't know, you're staring at girls' asses constantly, and it makes them really uncomfortable, and you just need to cut it out. Cut that out.
Excuse me?
It seems like every time you're in here, you're just staring at asses. It's like it's like the reason you come in here is just to stare at asses.
Sir, I'm coming to the gym with my girlfriend.
Well, that makes it even worse. If you have a girlfriend, you shouldn't be staring at asses.
I'm not staring at nobody.
Do you guys have an open relationship where you're allowed to just stare at asses? Because she doesn't stare at asses. I mean,
this is ridiculous. I'm coming to the gym to exercise and...
To exercise and stare at asses?
No.
Well, that's what you do. That's all you do. You just stare at asses. You just come in and just like you're practically drooling there while you pretend you work out. You're just drooling while you stare at asses.
I'm not staring at nobody.
Uh-huh, yep. It's on the camera right here. It's so obvious. You're just locked in on asses constantly.
Could you tell me when I did that and what I did, actually?
Every single time you're in here, all the time. You're just staring at asses. Can't you just stare at your girlfriend's ass since she's in there with you? Doesn't she notice when you do that?
Listen, I didn't even notice that.
You didn't notice that you're staring at asses?
I'm just doing my exercises. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Well,
I'm not staring at nobody.
You're staring at asses.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I just gonna change the thing. Fuck it.
What? Oh, don't curse at me. Don't curse at me.
I didn't curse at you.
You just said F it.
I said fuck it. I just gonna change the gym.
No. Listen, we don't want to lose your business. Come on. No, don't do that. Just stop staring at asses.
I'm not staring at nobody.
You're a meat gazer.
You know what? Just leave me alone. Bye.
Hey, no. Don't cancel. Wait. We'll offer you 10% off. But you have to stop staring at asses.
Listen, I don't care about your 10%.
Okay, 15%.
For me, it doesn't matter. I can go to any other gym cheaper than this one. I just want this one. It's more expensive, but I got pool and everything over there.
Well, none of them are going to let you stare at asses like that.
I'm not staring
like
at nobody.
We put up with it. But, you know, not everyone's going to put up with it. Okay, I'll pay you to come to our gym. I'll pay you $5 per visit.
Listen, I don't need your money. I can afford your gym.
If you have a girlfriend, why are you staring at men's asses?
I'm not staring at nobody.
No, you're staring at men's asses. You only stare at men. Just come on, stop staring at men's asses. Just cut it out.
Listen, if this is a joke, it's a good one, but...
joke? We don't joke here.
Yeah, for me it's a joke.
No, I have better things to do than joke all day. I'm working. No, you're welcome to come back. Just don't stare at men's asses constantly.
Can I have your first and last name?
Roy Gerbel.
Roy Gerbel?
Yep.
Can we talk? Probably I'm going to be there today. Can we talk over there?
I'm here all day. I'm here till 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
And if you come in, make sure you try not to stare at my ass as you walk in the door. Please. Hello?
I never did that.
Oh, every time you come in, I feel like a piece of meat. I get really uncomfortable. I bet you don't even know what I look like because you've never looked at my face. You just look at my ass.
You know what? I just gonna hang out because this conversation doesn't make any sense for me.
Okay. Well, when you come in, I'll be the guy wearing. I'm wearing jeans, like regular fitting jeans. That's how you'll be able to tell it's me. I'm the one in jeans.
I don't care what you're wearing.
Okay, well, that's the best way for you to identify me. I'm wearing blue jeans.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to change the gym because this is bullshit.
No,
I never have anything like that.
No, we don't want to lose your business. Come on, don't change gyms.
So, if you don't want to lose the business, why are you trying to tell me I'm staring at men's asses?
Well, you keep...
You're out of your mind?
Well, that's because what you do.
No, I don't.
Cut it out. Just concentrate on your workout.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, good. Good then. We have an understanding. I'll see you when you get here.
See you.
I'll be the one in jeans. Hello, Gabriella?
No.
Oh, is she available?
No, she's not. Who is this?
This is Dave from the gym.
Oh, okay. Could I help you with something? I'm her mom.
Oh, okay. No, I just needed to let her know that we're going to be charging an extra $29.95 to her bill.
Why?
It's just for a book. It's a book she'll receive next time she comes in. It's called How to Lose
Weight. What
book? It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way, and it's a book on weight loss and working out and stuff.
I don't think she ordered a book.
Well, no, it just comes with the membership for free.
You just said it was an additional $29.99.
Well, that's just a membership fee. You know, that doesn't have exactly anything to do with the book. I don't know. The manager did it all fancy-like, so it's all legal. It's all on the up and up.
But it's not an additional fee to the $29.99 I'm paying per month?
It's going to be an additional $29.95. It's like you're going to be charged twice this month.
No, I do not want that.
Well, no, it's not a choice. It's just for the book.
We didn't order the book.
I know, but...
And nobody told me about this when we signed up.
Everyone gets a copy of the book.
Okay, could I talk to the manager, please?
Well, he's not here right now. He's at a book signing. He's actually the author of the book. His name is Frank Patterson.
I know, but the thing is, we didn't order a book. And when I signed up for this gym membership, nobody told me anything about this. And I don't want a book for $30. I could find it on Amazon for $10.
No, it's not. It's actually, it's a brand new book, and he's selling it on it.
I'm telling you, I don't want the book, and if I see a charge on my bill, I will sign us out of this gym membership.
Well, I've already put the charge through. And listen, you don't need to get all snippy with me. I'm sorry, what?
Who's your manager's name?
His name's Frank Patterson. He's a famous author. And you can't find that book for...
Hey,
shut up. No, listen, you can't find that book on Amazon for $10.
Fuck you!
Why are you saying my sales skills just suck, apparently. I'm doing something wrong.
Hello?
Hi, is Tucker Mike there?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Tucker Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the gym. You were in here earlier today?
Yeah.
And there's a small problem. You were on the machine, right? Where you were running?
No, I went on no machine. Who is this?
I already told you. My name's Roy from the gym.
How'd you get this number?
I work at the gym. It's in the computer. You gave it to us. Why are you getting all pissed off at me?
What do you want?
I need to talk to you about what you did when you were in here. It's kind of awkward thing to talk about. But, you know, you can't...
Start talking.
You can't do that kind of thing in here. That's disgusting. There's kids in here. There's other people in here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about what you did when you were in here. It's gross.
Don't be calling this fucking phone no more.
If you hang up, I'm calling right back. Go ahead. See what happens. Watch me call right back.
Who the fuck are you?
I already told you. It's Roy from the gym.
Bullshit.
Why are you saying bullshit?
Roy, what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Who's your boss?
Why are you getting mad at me? You're the one that's being disgusting on our premises.
What the fuck are you calling my house at fucking 10 o'clock?
Why are you being...
I wasn't even on the fucking treadmill.
I didn't say you were on the treadmill. But you're being disgusting when you're here. You don't... I mean, you need to act civilized.
What are you talking about,
you
dude?
You know what I'm talking about. That was disgusting. And there were kids right in the next room... And other people around. And come on, think of other people. Think of someone besides yourself.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Roy Giorabello. I'll have your fucking job there, bud.
Oh, you're not qualified to work here. How about I just cancel your account?
Hey, that'd be fucking fine.
Okay, here goes. I'm typing in the sequence of characters that I have to cancel your account
with. Don't be fucking calling me back no more.
Canceled. Canceled. Don't come back. Keep your perverted fetishes somewhere else.
What?
Hey, I just want to apologize for earlier.
Seriously, dude? Do you know what time it is here?
Well, can I talk?
Who are you, and why are you calling?
I'm at the gym. Can I talk to Tucker Mike?
Who is this?
It's Roy from the gym. Can I just talk to Tucker Mike? Please? Is he all tuckered out?
Hello.
Hey, Tucker Mike. Hey, I just wanted to apologize for earlier, because, you know, I was kind of a jerk. And, I mean, you were kind of a jerk, too, but I shouldn't be a jerk. I should be professional.
Boy, do you know what time it is?
Let's see. You're in the Central Time Zone. It is 10:42 p.m.
Don't call my fucking house again. Do you understand me?
Well, I just want to apologize.
Do not fucking call my house again.
I'm just apologizing.
I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. Don't you dare call my fucking house again.
Tucker Mike, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Hello?
Hello, Christopher?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to, our manager, we have a new manager here, he's having us call everyone up and just let you know, like, he's the author of a book. It's called How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. His name's Frank Patterson. And we're it's a mandatory thing. Everyone has to buy a copy of the book, like all the members. So we're going to be charging that to your account today.
What?
It's a book. It's going to help you work out better and lose weight and stuff. And
this is a joke, right?
Oh, no. And the next time you come in, we'll give you a copy of the book. It's a hard copy, and it'll be signed by the author, Frank Patterson, who is our manager here.
So you're charging me for a book whether I want it or not?
Yeah, well, it's in your contract. It's just part of the membership, basically.
What are you talking about?
It's a part of the membership fee, basically. It's a book. It's a hard copy book, and it'll help
what
you...
What membership fee are you talking about? I've been on a month-to-month for the last 7 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What contract are you talking about to where there's a book in the contract?
Well, no, the contract says we can charge extra fees as we see fit.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, no, not at all. But yeah, he's been our manager here for about a week and a half now.
I could care less if he's the president of the United States. I don't want a book, and I'm not going to be charged for it.
Oh no, you've already been charged. You'll probably see it on your bank account.
Yeah, we're going to have a problem with that. I'm going to tell you right now, this isn't going to fly, bro. Well,
I don't understand what the problem is. Like everyone, no one else
you
has had a problem.
That you're giving me a book that I don't want, and you're charging me for it?
Well, no, you'll want the book. It's a really good book, and it'll show you how to work out.
No, I don't want the book.
No, you haven't even seen the book yet, so I don't know how
I don't care. I don't need to see the book. If I wanted the book, I'd buy the book.
The book, okay, you should look it up on Amazon at least. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way.
I don't care about the book. I don't need his knowledge, okay? I've got plenty of my own knowledge.
You can never have too much knowledge.
Yeah, okay. Listen, the fact of the matter is I'm not buying the book, period.
Well, you've already bought it. It's in your contract.
If you decide to add this to my account, I will cancel my account immediately.
Not after 7 years. Come on.
Yeah, I will after 7 years. Over this BS, you're damn right I will.
You're being ridiculous.
There's plenty other gyms for me to work out at. There's no way in hell I'm allowing you to charge me for a book that I did not want, I did not ask for.
You'll change your mind once you see the book.
I'm not going to change my mind about anything.
He's going to sign it to you personally.
I see a charge on my account. I'm walking in that very same fucking day, and I'm canceling my account. There's no way in hell this is going
to
happen.
He's going to sign it to you personally. It's going to say, Christopher,
shit.
Keep on treadmilling. Your author, Frank Patterson.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex at the gym.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Oh, nothing much. I just needed to let you know there was going to be an extra $29.95 charge on your bill this month from us.
Why is that?
It's for the book. The manager here, Frank Patterson, he wrote a book called How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way. And the next time you come in, they'll give you a copy of the book.
What if I don't want the book?
Well, it's just a part of the program. It's part of your membership.
Yeah, but the part of the membership is not something unsolicited. I don't need the book. I've lost 100 pounds. I don't need the book.
Oh, well, I mean, you could always stand to lose a little bit more, really.
Pardon me?
You could always stand to lose a little bit more. And this book is really good. It'll show you how to lose weight and how to eat right and stuff.
Do you have any idea who I am?
No.
Okay, I'm a certified spin instructor. I don't need somebody else's book to tell me I can stand to lose a little bit more. I'm probably borderline losing too much medically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 55 years old. I don't think I need a book to tell me that I need to lose more weight.
Well, I mean, you said you lost 100 pounds, so apparently you did at some point. So this will help you keep it off, I think.
I've kept it off for over a year.
Okay, well, this is written by the manager of this location. He wrote it himself, and it's the manager.
I thought the manager was Edgar.
No, the owner, though.
And it's being forced upon all members with a charge, whether they want it or not.
That's correct. But it's a really good book. I mean, it's worth it. It's a valuable part of the membership.
This is not a sales call. You're asking me to pay for something that I don't want.
No, I didn't say it was a sales call. I'm just letting you know.
I know, but you're promoting the book of which I have no interest. I don't care if Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and God wrote it. If you're telling me I have no choice as a member but to buy a product and be charged for it, then I need to start looking at other gyms.
Well, you haven't even looked at the book. I mean, you should at least flip through it.
You're missing the point. I'm an intelligent man. I have several college degrees, and I know how to go out and buy things that I want.
Well, if you're so intelligent, how'd you get 100 pounds overweight?
What's your name?
My name's Alex.
And your position there?
I just work here at the front desk in the mornings.
Okay, well, you're stepping on ground that is way out of your depth, young man. Way out of your depth. In a free democratic society, you don't tell people you're taking this and you're paying for it.
Yeah, well, I'm not into politics or anything. I just know this is a really valuable
book. I don't care if it's valuable or not. To call me and tell me I have to have it, and I'm required to pay for it as a membership. It's not in my membership contract to buy you paraphernalia.
I don't think you read the whole contract, because it says...
You're saying it's in there?
It probably. I mean, we wouldn't do this otherwise.
Okay, let me go ahead and pass this along to my family attorney. Let him take a look at my contract, which I have a copy of, and that will determine whether or not he needs to contact your company attorney.
Okay, well, we have more powerful attorneys than you do.
So. Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. We're a multi-billion dollar company.
And I own a corporation as well. You're threatening me by legal definition.
It's not as big as our corporation.
You have more, pardon me?
What's your corporation? It's not as big as ours.
I think you need to put Edgar on the phone, please.
He's not available right now. He's just not here.
Okay, I'll call his cell phone. I have his number in my wallet.
Oh, that's weird. Why do you have that?
It's none of your business, Sonny.
Are you guys?
None of your business.
You guys hooking up? Or something?
Certainly none of your concern.
Well, that's just weird. Why would you have it in your wallet? I mean,
you work the front counter for whatever you make, and you mind your own business. And thank you for.
Are you making fun of my income just because I'm not as successful as you and I don't own a corporation? Yep, stuff like that. That's what I had to deal with every day working at the gym. Stupid ass customers with no common sense at all. It was a bunch of bullshit. That's why I quit. And I hope that any of you that go to the gym, you're not like these people. I'm not saying every customer is like this. Some customers aren't that bad, but you know, just show a little bit of respect to the guy at the front counter, the everyman like me. Don't just come in and look at me and go into the bathroom and poop in the urinal and act like it's my fault that you don't know how to read your gym paperwork. Come on, guys, you're making yourself look stupid. You're making my job harder. It's not cool. Anyway, that's the end of this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I hope you enjoyed it. Most of these calls were taken from the Snowplow Show, which you can listen to by going to phonelosers.com. Music in today's episode was provided by Weird Al Yankovic and Bruno Mars. Both songs were used with permission. We asked them both. They're just like, yeah, no problem. Go ahead. We're behind the cause, so don't worry about it. We got your back. So thank you for that, Weird Al and Bruno Mars. You guys are the best.
He won't be laughing when they're tracing his line. One day the phone police will be there at his door.
Yo, hear me.
Don't go making phony calls. Only dial the 7-digit numbers you're used to. Where someday I'm gonna yank that phone cord.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello, is Mike there? Last name, Crotch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately? Listen to me.